episode 332, what would happen if...
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? Oh, I just know you're doing great today, aren't you? Yes, of course you are. You have a smile from one ear to the next, and I am feeling your joy today. You know what? What would happen if only you knew, right? Yeah, we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to leave you hanging. I am absolutely honored that you are taking time to take care of you and to create your now. If you're brand new to the family, thank you so much for joining us. We are a crazy, awesome family. We love to do life together. And really, ultimately, I really hope that these little brief segments, which I do try to keep in brief, but I love to talk, does help serve you. And if for any reason you're like, I'd really like you to talk on this, or I want you to do this, you know what? You need to come on over and you need to talk to me about it. Go to createyournow.com and let's connect. Send me an email and say, Christiane, I think you need to be talking about this, or I'm struggling with this, or you know what? I have this issue, because here we're doing life. We train for life to love the journey. And that's what you're on your journey. So let's get right into it. We are in our 60-day push. It's day 37. Oh my goodness gracious, I cannot believe it. I just kind of want to scream from the rooftops because oh my goodness, it's moving so fast. And so I had to stop and say, what would happen if? Because I really think it's sometimes important that we take a brief pause. And so we're pausing today. If you're like, not sure about the 60-day push, you know what? Text 60-day push, 60-DAYPUSH, to the number 44222. And you can get information regarding the 60-day push. Just nice friendly reminders, things to do, et cetera, et cetera. I promise I am not bombarding you every single day with stuff, because you know what? My email gets bombarded all the time. So these are just little tools and strategies you can use throughout the rest of 2015 or wherever you are in life to bring us into massive momentum for 2016. We're not waiting for the new year to sit here and work on our resolutions and all and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, we are starting now. So join in on the party. So what would happen if what you wanted to come true, like your dreams, your aspiration, your goals, all actually did happen? How would you feel? What would you do differently than what you're doing right now? If all of those dreams, all of those aspirations, your goals, everything came true, how would you go about life differently? What would you be doing? Setting goals and the journey to obtain them can be super, super drawn out. It just seems like go forever. You know, you set a goal and you're like, gosh, am I ever going to get there? It doesn't seem like I'm going to get there, right? You want to lose 20 pounds and you get to number 16 and a half and you stall out. And that stall seems to last forever. And you're like, there's no way. But it's not just about weight loss, right? You know, that's just one little piece of our life's puzzle. But when all of this stuff about setting goals, you kind of fall into that trap and it becomes a journey of I've got to reach this point. I've got to be, you know, I've got to get to here, that you really forget to live. You're seeing things as just, okay, I got to hit this mark here. And if I don't, I failed. Really? Life isn't about goal setting. Life is about going on a journey. And it's all about the journey. It's not the destination. But a lot of the times when we're setting these goals, it becomes what? About the destination. You wrap yourself up around what you think you need to reach these goals. So, you know, now you got to admit, some goals are kind of easier to obtain, right? You can reach them, like, for example, saving money. That's an easy one to watch. You want to save, you know, $250 or whatever, and you're only making so much a month, then you know you need to take out X amount of dollars and you need to put it away. Now, maybe putting it away isn't the hard thing for you, but ultimately, It's easy. You can see it. It's tangible, right? It's like you can touch it. You can grasp it. It's right there. You can actually hold the money, right? And you can actually go to the bank and hold the pennies in your hand if you wanted, you know, 5,000 pennies in your hand. Wouldn't that be nice? So you've got those tangible, easy goals. However, your goals that involve the multiple steps, the graduated layers, you know, the ones that require you to have more education or training, all of this stuff adds up to overwhelm, confusion, kind of a distortion of reality. Because we begin to start seeing, this goal, I'm going to be a writer. Okay, that's great. So if I'm going to be a writer, well, ultimately, I need to write. And then wait, but then I need to get maybe a manager to handle my book launch. And then wait, but then I need an editor. And then I need someone to take care of my picture. So I need an illustrator. And oh, wait, and then maybe I need people to help write the four. The next thing you know, this little goal of saying I want to be an author turns into this huge, long Santa list that you're like, oh my gosh. And you become overwhelmed. You get into the first step and a half and you're like, there's just no way. And you begin to back out of things, or you change your goals, or sometimes it even changes your dream. Then what happens though, is you like to look at people and you say, oh, but I know this one guy, and he's never really written. He enjoyed it when he was in college, and now he's a New York Times bestseller. And he writes, and oh my goodness, I've been following him. I think I can do exactly what he did. And so you begin to lock on to these people that you want to be like, and you make them your virtual mentor. Now, you know what? I have virtual mentors. But the thing is what happens is, and I've done this, is that it's that locked in part. You become fixated on them, their programs, how they've walked their journey, the decision that they've made for their life. You see, I did this very early on. I became a part of an MLM company, and I'm going to leave names out so I don't hurt anybody. It's not going to hurt anybody. But I just for just to be nice, you know what I mean? So, this person, and we're just going to call him my upline, who got me involved in this. I love the product. It was a product that really people needed. And I was like, oh, I could do exactly what you're doing. And I love what you're doing, because when you're doing this, and then obviously you make a paycheck, you're helping people save money. You're giving them a very good, amazing product. So that's great. I'm bringing in income, which I need. That helps, you know, pay the bills. Yet at the same time, you're building relationships. You're changing families. I love that part. The thing was, is I got involved in it and it really wasn't me. I started seeing everything else that I really wanted, but the part that I didn't like was the product part. It was actually like getting that part. I loved the relationship part, but if you're not selling the product, it's not going to fulfill your financial goals, right? So it wasn't fulfilling mine. You're not helping anybody else fulfill their financial goals, so they're not happy with you. So the relationship building was friendship, but it wasn't life-changing. And so I went in there with the hopes, the dreams of, I want to be like him. But that's not me. It was his life to lead. Now, were there other people that became and did their own journey? Oh, yes. Many, 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 many people. But the thing was, it wasn't the vehicle for me. Now, I have to tell you, I've been involved in another network marketing company, an MLM, if you want to call it that, network marketing, you know, it just depends on what the big word is going out there today. And you know what? I was very successful in it. I'm no longer doing it anymore, but I sure enjoyed it while I was doing it. So you kind of live and learn, but the problem is what happens is we become locked in on other people's dreams. We attach ourselves to someone else. And what is missing is you. The focus is all about their dreams, where they want to go. And you've kind of forgotten somebody very important. That overwhelm, confusion, distortion of reality is real. It's there. Why? Because you're not there. You're living out somebody else's journey. They're saying, hey, if you take these steps, this is what's going to happen. Does it happen for everybody? No, it doesn't. Can it? Yes, it can. But it's your journey to take, not theirs. Now, no, this is not about knocking network marketing. I support them wholeheartedly. There are some great companies out there. What I'm saying is, it doesn't even have to involve a network marketing company. I just use that as an example. What it involves is that your eyes, your dreams, your goals become somebody else's. And you've adopted their goals, their dreams, their aspirations, and you've forgotten all about you. And it's time to put you back in the equation. What would happen if you lived for your passion, your dreams, and your goals? What would happen? Yeah, probably something really magical. Because why? You focused on you. That is your kiss. Focus on you. You got to bring it back to you. Do you think a lot of things would shift if you did focus on you? You see, these virtual mentors, these people that we aspire to become. You know, way back when I wanted to be that Olympic ice skater, which I can't be right now. I'm too old. But one of the ones I looked up to was Dorothy Hamill. All of a sudden, I forgot her name. And to sit there, and I was like, oh, I want to be like her. But I didn't want to live her life. I wanted to live my life. It was my journey. I didn't practice like she practiced. I lived in a different kind of time than she did. I'm not that different in age, but there's enough difference in age. Different techniques then were established, how we practice, maybe when we practice. Coaches became better. Why? Because, well, they learned over time. So things were tweaked a little bit differently. But I wanted to be like her. But the thing was, it was still my passion. I didn't wrap myself around, oh, well, I've got to do that because she did that. I've got to have that specific dress because, oh my gosh. And it seems so kind of, I don't know, maybe pointless to a degree, but I think really a lot of us are doing that. And it doesn't have to be with a famous person. It could be with your next door neighbor. I can remember, this was years back in another town that we lived in. And she wasn't even a neighbor because we lived on our neighbors were like acres away neighbors. So we weren't like really neighbors. But I can remember her saying to me, gosh, if I could just have your life. You just have it all together. I just want to be like you. And I thought about that, reflected on it, and I was like, well, I guess that's a positive thing. Thank you. I took that as a compliment. But if I was to turn it around and coach her on it and talk to her about it, the thing was she was making it all about me, and it shouldn't be. It should be all about her. It's her journey to live. So she may like what she sees in my life. Well, then how can she focus on her by using me as an example? But the problem is we're not using our mentors as examples. We're trying to live out their journeys. That's the difference. Are you trying to live out somebody else's journey? Or are you willing to live your own journey? Make your own marks. Have your own struggles. Of course, you can use their experiences and learn from them so you don't make the same mistakes. But they're an example. Do you see the difference? You have to be in the formula. So you've written down these goals for the 60-day push. You have your daily goals and your time goals. Your daily goals are what? The ones that are going to form your habits so you don't have to think about it. You know, those, I want to make sure I'm drinking my water, I'm exercising, or I'm writing so many words a day, or I'm reading three chapters a day, or I'm more engaged in my devotion and my spiritual walk, or I'm now deciding that I'm going to, you know, go and attend a Bible study so I can learn and be fed instead of leading all the time. Okay, those are your daily habits. Your timed goals are your outcome goals. Those are the ones that have a what? Finish line, a deadline to them. You want to write a book. You want to be an author. So you say, okay, well, my daily goal is I'm writing 500 to 1,000 words a day. So I'm creating this great writing habit, right? But the time goal is I want to have my book written by spring of 2016, for example. So that's what you're looking at. But the key is, who is in the equation? Who is in the equation? Is it the journey of your virtual mentor? Somebody that you're always looking up to? You're following their design? Or who should be in the equation? You. Are you in your dream, in your goals? Or are you trying to put yourself in somebody else's journey? You don't have to live life being distracted by the others. Use them as examples so you can grow. But you grow in your walk, in your journey. This is your marathon to run, not anybody else's. And anybody else who says, oh, but I want to build this amazing business, and if I just follow exactly what she did, I'm going to get there. And most probability, you're not. Because you're not going to be walking the same path. It's not the same journey. So if the kiss is focus on you, how are you going to bring you back into the equation? Well, here you go. You're going to write a passion statement. Ooh, yes, it's fun work time. It's not homework, it's fun work. Because you're working on you, right? The focus is on you this week. So write a passion statement. These are the four things it needs to include. Number one, you. Yep. So when you write it, it's not you want to do this because you are reading it. You are going to be using the word I. Okay? I desire. I want. I need. I have these deep feelings, blah, 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 blah. Okay? It's the I part of it. So it has to include you, which means I. Does that make sense? I know it's kind of weird. I'm telling you to write I, but it's really, anyway, you got it. Okay, number two. Emotions. Okay. If you guys like to text, think about it. If you're emoji, like an emoji junkie, you know, that's what this should include. The word passion carries emotions behind it. Be descriptive. Use adjectives and adverbs. Don't sit there and go, yeah, I want to be a skater. Well, that doesn't sound exciting. That's not a passion statement. Okay. You got to use those adjectives and adverbs. Number three, you need to answer the question, what fires you up? Yeah, what's that burning desire within you? The thing you just can't get out of. I mean, it's like built in your gut and your mind. And like when you wake up, you think about it. When you go to sleep, you're dreaming about it. When you're in the shower, you're driving. I mean, you don't even, it's there. It's like this burning candle. Maybe you've never asked yourself that. Good time to maybe pause here during this time and think about that passion. What fires you up, that burning desire? And number four, what sustains you? What keeps you breathing? What keeps you going? Those four things have to be in your passion statement. You can add other things, but those you must have. The you, which is the I. The emotions, okay, go emoji junkie on me. Number three, what fires you up? And number four, what sustains you? You need to leave other people's dreams and journeys alone and you need to focus on you. You need to walk your journey. This is your life. It's time to create your now. And guess what? Yes, I want to hear them. I want to hear your passion statement. So, yeah, be bold. Place them on the Create Your Now Facebook page. Go over there. If you haven't liked the page already, like it. And then you can leave them there. Write them out. Support each other and go, oh, this is awesome. I never thought about that. You know, fantastic. Encourage each other. Comment on each other. Or if you want to be a little more private, send them to me at 60daypush@createyournow.com. And remember, 60daypush is 60daypush at createyournow.com. You can do this. It's time that you live your dream. Focus on you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.